So, end of day. So in the past, I did in the past, past here and there, different places. I think they explained about during the retreat. I think about the prost, about the meditation that goes to the prostration, and the manners of doing prostration and the meditation that goes with that, to make it most profitable, acquire the most extensive merit. some men would have heard, and some those who had the past retreat with the person may be familiar that you have gone through the explanation process. So at the end, at the very end, then suggested that the way of doing the general confession, then with each negative karma, you purify two ways. One is feeling regret, feeling as much as possible great regretfulness, so that the stronger regretfulness one can feel, and then that negative karma become thinner, get more purified, become thinner. Then the next one is lighting a bomb. See, that very powerful, very pure. So by looking at it empty, then you purify. Looking at it non-existent. That is not a way of looking at it empty. Not that way. Not that meaning of empty. You know, that it doesn't exist. But while it is existing, looking at it empty, so it should be that way. So then that how much precise one is able to especially Prasangika school view of emptiness, then doesn't become a very powerful purification. Like the meditation emptiness is like an atomic bomb, you know, then they wanted to be destroyed enemies, like those particular delusions. So it's extremely powerful. So at the end, then you see purify by mentioning on the three circles by sealing the emptiness. So in emptiness there's no I, there's no I creator, and there's no action of creating, there's no negative karma that was created. So precisely mentioned that. And then while it's empty, and then you dedicate the merits, then there you don't need to say me labeled or which is empty from the society. You don't need to say, so while everything's empty, then, and these are the three time merits, then you label. While it's looking at empty, while it's empty, then your mind labeled. Did all the three time merits called by me, three time merits called by others. Your mind label there. May the I, you see, mind label. So you don't need to say me label, you see. so you just be aware while you're labeling. You just be aware while you're labeling. So that's how it should be. That's how it should be in our daily life, not only during this and the end of the confession practice, but if possible, this is how we should live the life. While I have a meeting, or while you do business, while you're doing a job, say, cooking, you know, whatever, writing, So what do we... What we're doing, that while we're thinking, while you're thinking, while you're talking with people, so that, you know, that nothing exists from their own side, everything's empty, that's the reality, then you see. So while you're talking, you see, your mind is constantly labeling, merely imputing, you see. So while you're talking, your mind is in the meditation state. Your mind is in a retreat. While you're talking, chatting, while you're, see, having a meeting, you know, whatever. So, it's just a question of mind thinking, putting this way, you see. Concentration in this way. while you're talking, thinking, at the same time your mind is aware, labeling. Whatever you're saying, whatever you're talking, whatever subject you're talking, labeling, you know. Whether you're talking about yourself, whether you're talking about somebody else, or whether you're talking about the world, you know. So your mind is constantly imputing, merely imputing. So, you know, keeping awareness in that. So that, and that becomes a meditation. That self becomes a meditation on emptiness. You know, while you are acting, you know, while you are talking, you see. So that, then this way, if your mind concentrates, you see, it self becomes a meditation on emptiness. Then the heart of the Dharma, the heart of the 84,000 teaching Buddha, the Tripitaka teaching, the heart of the Tripitaka teaching, the Lamrim, the heart of the Lamrim, the three principal aspects of the enlightenment, and then from that the right view. The wisdom, professional wisdom is heart of the whole entire Buddha Dharma. You know? So all these teachings are what is branches of teachings, all these teachings about Buddha taught is to exercise, you know, and to realize emptiness. So the you see all other teachings for that purpose. So So here, while you're looking at the empty, the Buddha, empty, see. Then, due to all the three time merits, followed by me, three time merits, followed by others. Your concentration, that is the main petition, you see, like that. Then, achieve I, you see. May I achieve your aham, then? Guru Shajam. Guru Shajam and Buddha's enlightenment. Then look at it merely. Look at it merely impetus. There. lead all the sentient beings. So be aware that it's merely impetus. To the Guru Shajam Buddha's enlightenment, which is merely impetus by mind, by myself alone. Then at the end, to Bodhicitta, dedicate message to the extra Bodhicitta. So, within your heart and the heart of your families and all the rest of the sentient beings. Because that is the, because without that, there's no enlightenment. you can't complete the qualities of cessation, qualities of realizations. You see, without bodhicitta. Only if there's bodhicitta, then it makes the life most meaningful, most beneficial, by transforming the iron into gold, or transform the kak, poo-poo into gold, you know? Poo-poo into gold. The girl, poo-poo. You don't know poo-poo? Ah, that's very important language. That's very important English. Poo-poo into gold. Is that correct? Poo-poo. Huh? What? Well, I try to be more professional. Well, some people don't understand kaka. So poo-poo. Huh? What? That's why I say poo-poo. Huh? That what you say? We're not a baby. I'm baby. I'm still a baby, so. So that, therefore, still good, even and then prostration towards dedicated marriage to actually like bodhicitta with yourself and the house of all sentient beings. So as I mentioned Buddhachavatara, but as that all the teachers past, present, numberless past, present, Buddha checked what's the most beneficial for sentient beings, they discovered that bodhicitta is the most beneficial thing, you know, for sentient beings. So this is it. maybe it's boasting, but so at the different places, you know, centers or when I prostrate at the end, then on the altar, after prostration, I try to dedicate that the merits of having the prostration. So the, you know, people who come to the center or the house, which is to actually bodhicitta and to meet Lama Dzongkhapa teaching, that short prayer, to meet Lama Dzongkhapa teaching, that short prayer, the mission, the four verses that are composed by Pimpi Dalai Lama. So the people at the house or at the center, and people come at the center to meet Jackson Bodhicitta and to meet Lama Dzongkhapa teaching. So at the end, that person is like that. So some prayer get done for the even after the procession, some prayer get done for the center or for the house people are coming there in the houses, so that's the idea. So do that. The prayer is same as what is in English, that by some what I went yesterday, same prayer, the refuge is the same. Okay. Well, beginning part is different. Huh? I and the transmigrated being, equal the limit of the sky, all sentient beings from now on. Oh, yes, that's right. Well, that one is here, yeah. Okay. So, it's a matter of, yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I noticed that. Mm. Yeah. you can quickly read the Georgia motivation, the refuge. I mentioned the beginning, quoted to his term, which is the motivation of the Edmund person. So, also can, you know, so it's still difficult to see, it's still difficult to see the end of the suffering samsara. You know, according to the present state of mind, then you know, the situation or the state of mind, then the difficult to see the end of the samsara. It's endless at the moment. We didn't have any realization of the Lam Rim and you see the, you know, Arya, it was exalted path, the Arya path, you see, wisdom directly perceives emptiness, because wisdom directly ceases the dependence, didn't have, so no realization. So the spiritual state of mind is suffering samsara, the endless, you just can't see the end, you see. So, reflecting that, you know, then it's something that it is something that which just using what example, but not specific at this point, but I'm using an example of what he's saying. So. which makes you see, you know, which, you know, if you really think the endless suffering from that, then see, even reincarnating one more time, so much suffering that, that actually, that you see, you know, we're not really aware of the suffering of samsara. You know, what we feel unbearable is only if you have some sicknesses, some toothache, or you see headache, or you know, some stomach pain, or some cancer. You know, we have cancer and pain, or you know, when the mother gets birth, unbelievable pain. You know, unbelievable pain. Or something like that. See, we are aware of all of this. not all the suffering of pain, but even just a little part of suffering pain, you see. But we don't know how sometimes pleasure is suffering, we don't have no idea. And especially the foundation being, you know, how this body, mind, and nature is suffering, no idea, see. We don't have real aversion, you see. Discovering this totally only suffering nature, because it being under control of karma delusion and contaminated seed of delusions, so which is meaning of the pervasive, that in the six realms, and it means six realms, or the, you know, there's six types of beings, the aggregates, you see, even formless realm, not all desire realm. So all these are pervaded by suffering. Even the form realm, not only the desire realm pervaded by suffering, the aggregates pervaded by suffering, but even the form realm pervaded by suffering, even the formless realm, even only mind, there's no body, even that is pervaded by suffering. Being into control of karma delusion, contaminated the seed of delusion, see. So, so we don't, you know, that's complete, not all. For general us, no awareness, no recognition, no understanding of that. You see, that suffering, the pervasive compound of suffering, totally idea of that, the foundation of the, all other problems, you see, the suffering, pain, suffering, so that's completely, it's an idea, and see, doesn't feel, even when I hear, doesn't feel that it's suffering, you know, like that, you see, so even when I hear the word, or hear the teaching, but doesn't, you don't feel really the suffering, you see, you know, something, aversion to that, you see. So, what I'm saying, yeah. So anyway, so what we feel unbearable, where aversion is very extremely gross, even suffering pain. Is it only the suffering pain? It's a, something like this example, this we have aversion, you see, really different. Aversion from the heart, you know, from the heart really deep. The heart, so for those, you know, when I aversion, only attachment, you know, looking at pure happiness, you see, some sort of pleasures and there's aversion, you see, and then no question about the foundation of the suffering, the pervasive suffering, there's, you know, so many people like that, and not discovered, you see, unnoticeable. So that not known, see. So anyway, so just even to reincarnate one time, it is a reality is the most disgusting. You know, it's like you're jumping again into. You're jumping again, jumping, say, you know, it's like the flies, you know, flies. They get into the flame, but then they go into the flame again. See, they can come out and can go back. You see the flies in the fire or flame. The candle flame, you see, the flies, they go in that, and again go back, until they die, until they get burned in that, you see. Even it's hot, but somehow the desire, you know. You know they're hot, but there's a fly, but then they go back again. So you see the hot light. They don't hold light, very hot, you see. But they go there, they're hot, but then they still go back. They don't try to go back. Then they tend to go back inside somewhere. Somewhere, you know, something amazing, wonderful thing there inside, you see. So anyway, it's all about desire. So until they die, this is what they do. Jump there again, you see. I think what they probably start trying to get inside somewhere. Some of the incredible bliss or something, I'm not sure what they think, anyway, some attraction, but you know, it's about attachment, it's attraction. one of the examples of shortcomings of desire, how desire cheat oneself, anyway, even one time to reincarnate sometimes, you see. Most disgusting or terrifying, you know, most just terrifying or disgusting. like jumping into the septic tank, you know, with all the caca, with all the things, worms, whatever, you know, inside all the. So that, jumping in the fire, immediate fire, you see. Something like that, you see, like that. So when you think of the future, yourself, then something that crack the heart. You know, something that cracks the heart. Or when you see, can't stand, you see. So to respond, something like that. But if you do, if you're doing lamrim, if you're doing before the session, if you're doing lamrim, you know, one of the lamrim prayers, then that's just up your motivation. So you don't expand. It's up to you. But it, you know, so that you know, within that contains, within that lamrim prayer, they could have talked about suffering samsara and you know, suffering others. You know, so it doesn't contain that. So you go straight to that. But it's up to oneself. You want to still expand here. You see, can to make it more powerful to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Jim, I'm not sure what the Jimmy Chang K was. What's the last word? Jimmy Chang K. What's that?
Rinpoche said if. You know, to recite lamrim prayer is okay, yeah. And that would you like to meditate, you know, in detail like this to make your motivation more powerful? Also, okay, right? Then it means 这样也可以.
So, do the prayer, and then I go. Just actually go over a little bit like that. Okay. Yeah, lead the prayer. Just now I remembered one thing I left when I was talking about the refuge in Merrifield. when you visualize just one aspect, Guru Sajam and Buddha, all the refuge in Merrifield into one aspect. Then you see the all the not 100% sure, but when you visualize one, then holy body sangha and the omniscience, the Buddha, and then the speeches, dharma, my belief like that. when you do the elaborate visualization, so the all the realizations of each merit field is a form of text. Next to the right side of each of them in the form of text. the lapis lazuli paper, you know, the paper lazuli written, all the writings are gold, and so it's all standing up, all the letters standing up, and like a table, like a CD, you know, like a CD, like a table, you see. That all these letters are sounding, you know, making a sound of it, see. And nectar dripping nectars from that. It's all realization of the each and every field in the form of the text, the letters. in that sense, that's what I explained. So the other one I left out before. So chola kept the children. Then never emitting from that, from those texts. Is that? So now, then you finish the last the. Bless the mental continuum. So purify all the other karmas connected with the Guru Dharma Sangha, and then complete. Then receive all the qualities of oneself. At least at least in essence, short like that, you must do. And then last one, out of the question for blessing. Yeah, this is the motivation for the sake of all something. basically, should be saying this in the text. For the benefit of all sentient beings, I must teach full enlightenment. Therefore, I'm going to do the meditation recitation of immortal, say, life granting, or you can say granting immortal life, you know, wish granting will. I'm going to practice the meditation recitation of the granting immortal life, wish fulfilling will. So here, think. For whom you are going to do the long life meditation. You see, the gurus, His Holiness Dalai Lama, then all the sanghas, who preserve Dharma, spread Dharma, for sentient beings, all the benefactors who serve. Who support the Sangha through that, and then the teaching of the Buddha, and then their long life, and also anyone who lives in morality, who lives in the morality practicing. Who lives in morality, you see. making their life meaningful, you see. if they have longer life, then it's, you see, because they live in morality, so it's better, you see. They do something worthwhile. So anyway, for their long life, all those who have to have long life, and all those who chant Om Mani Padme Hum to their long life, and then all those who are doing good things for others, you know, for their long life, you see. good to think, good, including in their motivation also. Like puja. You know, before you do the puja, you dedicate for them, you know, your motivation that you can do this for them, so that, you see. if you're a passive person, you want to pray to have long life, you know, include here, okay, like that I mentioned. The things I mentioned before. Generally, not only here, whatever practice we do, beginning there's a bodhicitta motivation, you know, when we do sadhanas or their pujas or so, you know, for the sake of all sentient beings, I must achieve enlightenment, therefore I'm going to do this practice, that practice, you see. So, how it should be in the heart is that, by saying these words, then in the heart, you see, instead, instead, you see, what I'm going to do is for me, you know, for my happiness. See? So change from that, into for others' happiness. For others' happiness, the numberless sentient beings. The numberless sentient beings, including the luminous skies, for their happiness. So, deep down in your heart for the happiness of numberless sentient beings. Father. So, that's how it's supposed to be. Whenever sadhana or practice, beginning pujas or Vaitara puja or Meditative puja, whatever, it always, comes to the beginning. So, that time we recite this prayer, or Lama Chöpa Guru Purisam. So, the heart, there should be total transformation, you see, and so this very strong for me, for my happiness, you see. Then you see here, for the happiness of numberless sentient beings deep down in your heart, you see. Then that's, then that's there, that's what there, that's an excellent thing. But that is not only when we do that, not only when we do the prayers and pujas, sadhanas, not that, or retreat. But that's supposed to be attitude in our daily life. when you go for a job, where you spend many hours, supposed to be the heart before going for a job, while doing a job, many hours, the heart supposed to be that way. The happiness of the sentient beings, you see. For whose purpose you are doing work is for the happiness of the sentient beings. So whatever you're doing, eating, walking, sleeping, whatever you're doing, the heart is in the heart, for others. It is for some other specific sentient beings. Well, how about the number of sentient beings, see, equal to the sentient beings, equal to the limited sky. That's what it's supposed to be in the daily, daily life, how one should along with the activities, how the heart that goes with it should be. So working for the center, Dharma center, you're doing just normal work in a job So, in the morning, when you generate motivation, bodhicitta, for life, or before you go to work for the center, if the heart could be like that, then that makes life so happy. Then that makes life so happy. So much peace in your heart and the. No confusion, and there's no confusion, and there's then you don't find there's in this way there's no this I and others attachment, anger for others, the discriminating thought. dislike somebody, like somebody, you see. First of all, oneself, others. Then other one is among others, you see. And so those negative emotional thoughts are not there. So your mind is pure, your heart is pure. So, you see, so while you're working for a center or while you're working doing a job in the office where the common job, you see. And you see, whatever you're doing, you see, there's there's no uptightness, no tension, no ego, problems, you know, ego problems, ego crushing, you know, crushing the two ego crushing or one ego crushing, and so and all the fight, all the criticism, hurting each other. So anyway, so it doesn't happen. You know, so so normally in the life, so that not only when you do retreat, when you do sadhanas. So the other thing is that in normal activity, if you don't have that, normal activity, if you don't have that heart, that kind of pure mind, you know, heart, then the only time that reminds you is when you do sadhanas or the pujas or, you know, where it says the beginning, you know, achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. I must achieve enlightenment for sentient beings if I'm with this. But that's to remind you. So even that time, even when you say these words, but you don't transform your heart, then there's not the time to change your mind, you see. So then life becomes empty. You know, besides all the ego, self-chasing thought, the ego, and with all this, the discriminating thought, the anger attachment, then all the problem, you know, then makes life so difficult, with those negative thoughts, it makes life so difficult, and, you know, this, any engagement in the karmas, makes other people unhappy, makes you unhappy, and obstacles for your success, your activities, that, and obstacles for realizations, you know, dharma practice, eternal realizations, for that. So that's it. So now we go through the prayer, the meditation. For the then the guru, whichever way the refuge object, the object refuge is the merit field, and however the conclusion that absolute guru Sariputta, then in brief, anyway, one is elaborate visualization, then however guru Sariputta, in the text, in the text that everyone has received higher initiation, then absorb the entry from the crown, you see, absorb from there, and then everyone has received great initiation, then melted in the light, and then then absorb in the center, at the center of the two eyebrows, and then from there bless one's body, spirit, mind, like that. So as I explained, so I would then absorbing Sahiba, the observing to oneself, purifying and emptiness, purifying and emptiness. ordinary eye. One ordinary is the real eye in the sense of existing from the side. You see, the which always appears to our hallucinated mind, which always believes there's such things here. So that's total non-existent, you know. There's not even an atom that exists. Total non-existent. So as it is total non-existent in the reality, so then you look into that which is emptiness. then also at the same time, I'm ordinary CDI also, purifying at the same time, you see. Then your wisdom is seeing emptiness, okay? Then that instantly wisdom seeing emptiness. Wisdom seeing emptiness. In the view of that wisdom, no difference. This is nowhere, this is the object in which there's no. You see, like I haven't put water into water. You see, non-dual, you know? Then that one manifests into, instantly rise into, take form, the white tara, long life tara. So, might be same in the tongue, in the prayer there, composed by the Yishun Shang. So then, yeah, yourself in this useful, very extremely beautiful holy body, the smile, you see, face, you see, the loving eye, loving smile, the compassionate eye, you see, that. And then, the beautiful form, then, clever that. At your heart, in the center of that is white silver dung. Beams emitted away, then invoked from the natural abode, so it's the same. Natural abode and from Dharmakaya is the same. Do you see? the way I think natural abode is that, you see, like similar like the meaning of Teishin Shekpa, Tata Gata, you know, Teishin Shekpa. So, Te, it means emptiness, emptiness of all the phenomena, you see. So, so light is the ultimate nature of the phenomena, which is the emptiness. So, shepa means understanding directly, understanding the wisdom gone beyond is the foundation, you know, the wisdom gone beyond, which be, things are. Things are beyond from true existence, independence, you see. They're beyond from that. They're not true existence. They're beyond from true existence. Beyond from what the way it appears to us, the way we believe, is beyond. Things are beyond from that. So there's the wisdom going beyond the concept of foundation, the wisdom going beyond the path, the wisdom going beyond the result. So this is the Dharmakaya, the omniscience, wisdom goes beyond the result, of the result. Wisdom goes beyond our foundation, base, you know, base. Wisdom goes beyond the path, wisdom goes beyond the result. So, so this. so the omniscience, the omniscience, you see, the Dhammakaya, you see, the transmitting Dhammakaya. So that directly sees, you know, directly sees on the sort of phenomena, the emptiness. you see, exactly, teaching exactly that they is the ultimate nature of all the phenomena. There is emptiness, okay? The shin is according to that. To that, then shek is gone, but when it's directly seeing that the wisdom gone beyond of the result or the transfer wisdom Dhammakaya, you see, directly see all this emptiness of the phenomena. check gone as it is the gone is seen all this is approved. So the way the omniscience, the way the wisdom Dhamma can see all this directly is by pervading all this is not seen from far, you know, pervaded, like, you know, the omniscience pervaded all the phenomena. So that's why in the text is there's no place where there's no Buddha. See, the, you know, Dhammakaya, the omniscience, pervade all the phenomena. See, conventional truth, absolute truth, both. So here, directly seeing all the emptiness, and then pervades to all the emptiness. non-dual with the emptiness, immovable. Like having put water into the water, you know, like having put water into the water, you know, the immovable from the object emptiness, immovable forever. That's forever. By cutting dual view, not by temporal absorbed, like the sentient being, the Arya beings, you see, when they manage equal supplementation, temporal absorb the dual view, but then again, after that, when they rise from that meditation, again dual view is there. But here now, the Buddha, even are the same, like this, temporal absorbed the dual view, but the Buddha, the dual view is completely cut. So forever, the Buddha, the Dhammakaya, the Tantra wisdom Dhammakaya, is forever immovable from the, directly seen emptiness, and it's immovable from that, like having put water into water. So you can see here, Teishin Shekpa, you know, that, you see, and that's the only Buddha's quality, you know. So where you involve conditional abode, you see, so Tantra wisdom Dhammakaya, you see, they pervade all the phenomena, emptiness, yeah, emptiness of all phenomena, you see. So now, like I put water in the water, non-dual. So you involve natural abode. Where you visualize it, it's just there, manifesto, that's there. And like similar, you know, Chenam Rangshin Duong Gunjaya, Nato Duji Samba Chen, Jian Chavik, Jian Chavik, Jian Chavik, so in the Guru Puja, we do invocation, Chenam Rangshin Duong Gunjaya, Chenam Rangshin Duong Gunjaya, the phenomena, there's no, the truly existent, something really coming, really going, you know, there's no such thing, you know, in the nature of the phenomenon, there's no such thing. But, until young, not so just so much, so then, but, not so just so much. So, the various, objects, sentient beings who are objects were subdued, and their mind, their wishes, their karma, then then it manifests out in the, you see, the Dharmakaya or the Absolute Guru Dharmakaya or the Tantra Wisdom Dharmakaya, Tantra Wisdom Dharmakaya, the Absolute Guru, you see, the manifest out there. Manifest was just from there, manifest out, as a, that which is, as I mentioned before, directly see emptiness in the non-duality emptiness. So for immovable forever from that. So the so that, you know, on the emptiness of all the phenomena, bound with infinite compassion to the sentient beings, as sentient beings, manifest out from that, take form, various form, exactly whatever is needed for that, for the different individual sentient beings, whatever they mind to see with, and guide various aspects and guide the sentient being by various methods, you see. And then jian chavi, so manifesting in various forms, and in any form, so can be even animals, dogs, and, you know, even material things or any form, not always a pure being, you know, something who has no mistakes, male, female, child, old, crazy, various forms, you know. Deformed, whatever I see, also things, having suffering, so forth, even spirits, former spirits, you know. So it can appear as a Hindu gods, you know. So the can appear as a king or judge or those things. Not Mara, but manifested as Mara. Not Mara, but manifested as Mara. Even prostitute or all sorts of things, a crazy person or rich, poor, all kinds of form. So anyway, to as it needs such aspect to guide those and them, so this is similarly having the omniscience and compassion, kinship to religion, the such a activities, then the the refuge savior, all the holy refuge savior with the Andras, please descend here, please be here. So that's similar. That's similar to this. Yeah. This from natural abode. Does it say natural abode? Does it say that natural abode? Okay. So the meaning, you know, how to think? How to think is the meaning. That is what I think, you see. Huh? Sorry. Oh, I see. Sorry, I thought it might be similar, so. So anyway, doesn't matter, you got the idea. there are different ways invoking. So one is from the pure land, invoking from pure land, and then here the text is mentioned about. So depends on how it's presented. So so I thought the same. So this same other way, which way implication is that? But anyway, you got the idea of invoking from natural abode, So the guru unimaginable as a life. See, so what is about is the need perfect. Jitima Ishikara, perfect. Ushkara, perfect. Jitun, perfect. And so the Ushkara will, the White House, who has the owner. Owner of the owner of the lineage race, and the guru, unimaginable life, more the limits of the life, surrounded with surrounded with the lineage lamas of the long life initiation, all the Buddha Sappas, assemblies of all the Buddha Sappas, by the Samantha, invoked, you see, in the front of one, in the front of oneself. is that like that? Yeah? Definitely. So, blessing offerings before. It's now here, invoking Mary Field, and then after that comes the prostration, then after that comes out the offering. Procedure doesn't have, the offering comes only after. So maybe I don't know what happened. The offerings as a pure is they need to be why it has to be before or after is be after general ones of deity, because the offerings here tongue to practice. This comes of practice that involves pure appearance, so you need to dispel, you need to purify the ordinary appearance offerings in the emptiness, you see. Before that, then generate into pure offerings. Before that, you need to dispel the interferers abiding with the offerings. So that's, in the book, that's a little bit mistake, you see. I've seen that purifying the offerings, that's not the correct relation. You see, in Tibetan, they call it jangwa, sangwa. So first sangwa is dispelling the interference about the offerings. So you do that first. Then after that, then jangwa. Then there's the purifying. The first one, dispelling the interference. Second, the next one, then purifying in emptiness. Jangwa, I call it jangwa. Sangwa, first comes sangwa, dispelling the obstacles about the spirit possessions, you know. Abiding with the offerings, then you purify an enemies, then generate, you see, pure offering with that. And so in order to do that, first you are subject to generating, you can't do the ordinary being, so you generate yourself, you see, pure form, you see, deities for the body, you generate yourself the deities like that. So, I don't think it would be like that in text, especially if it's language text, I don't think. But maybe check the text with that, but I don't think so. Okay, so, then that, okay, so then after that, Namo Guru Be, then you put like that, then put palm together, procession, Namo Ayatara Sabhara Guru Be. So the Tara with all the lineage and Buddha Sabbath is involved, you see, the prostrate them. Then you make offering them, the eight offerings. Tukultara and all the other entrants, you see. That. Then after that, what comes? Yes, that's right. After offering, they come. Here, after offering, they come to Bodhisattva. Yes, that's right. That's right. That's okay. No problem. Yeah, that's correct. it's just different text. Okay. So I think what please read. We talk it then do the prayer. Okay. I mean, if the while translation done, then if you meditate, if you visualize, then you don't need the prayer. It's done. You do the prayer, and you tell me which section. That's easier. So I think also I think it would take a lot of time. So, then if there's something to liberally clarify, then it would also take a lot of time. do the prayer. Next, what is next? Okay, Tara, two doors. So there's a full description, Tara. Okay. So what you have done? So far, what you have done is what? So far, what you have done? Okay. Go on.